This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm Justin, and welcome to Palm Beach. Elise and I were taking the weekend, actually, up here in Palm Beach. I had a hockey tournament. We came up, spent Friday, got a little bit of work done, had a little bit of alone time together. But really, we spent this weekend connecting with people and connecting with people with relationships that we care about, relationships that have been really just instrumental in our lives. And today we're going to dive into why the right relationships are worth nurturing. And I'm not talking about family relationships. I'm not talking about spousal relationships today. We're talking about friend relationships and what those truly mean and how you can dive into the, and how you can really make them matter in your life and why they're so important. And again, I'll kind of give you my story as to like the difference in that and how we've come to this. It hasn't always been this way. To be honest with you, this wasn't the show that was supposed to be up. Elise and I filmed one on Thursday, actually. And it really talked about personal growth for each one of us and how leaning into and realizing where your faults were and moving forward. But when we went to get it uploaded, we realized there was no volume. So you wouldn't have been able to hear us. You could just see us talking and waving our arms and doing a lot of weird things. So we'll have to save that for another day. But really kind of going into this, I don't know if it's if a lot of you guys are feeling this way, if it's more men than women. But for me, I really don't have a friends circle or somebody that I would lean on. And Elise and I really differ in this way, where Elise has a real great friends circle, a really great friends network that she's had for, goodness, 26, 27 years that they've grown up together, gone through grade school together, and has this massive support network that she's able to rely on. Myself, growing up, moving quite often for hockey and being in the sports world, I never really developed this real strong bond with people. I know you've talked about this often, where I often felt I didn't fit in. I often felt I was different. I often felt I was ostracized for some of my differing beliefs, my differing value systems. And for a long time, I tried to hide those and hold them back and was ashamed, quite frankly, for them a little bit. Because and I tried to conform to what people would have liked to see of me so that I could fit in with a certain group. And it wasn't until recently, to be honest with you, that I really started to understand why that the saying of like your network is your net worth, and that relationships are the most important thing, because I never really had it. You know, when you don't have something, you don't know what you're missing out on. You don't know what somebody's talking about. If you've never been healthy, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know the difference of being overweight and being exhausted all the time. You don't know what it feels like to be fit. If you've always been in an abusive relationship, it's hard to really know what a really good relationship is like. And the same thing comes with friends, is it's really hard if you've never been around a group of people that when you talk about business, when you talk about, you can be vulnerable, you can be open, you can lean on each other. They want to help each other. You want to serve each other. You want to connect people. And I had never been in that space. It was always, what's in it for me? How can I protect myself? How can I get every ounce out of you before I even think about giving something back to you? And it was only, to be honest, in the last year and a half that I have found friends that have continued to help build that. And being here again in Palm Beach this weekend was all about that, connecting with these types of people, investing in these types of people, connecting with these like-minded folks, that the energy is just different. It is so different. It is so enlightening. It is so enriching. And it's so empowering when you're able to live a life that way. And it sometimes can be difficult to find those people. And without entering into a community, without entering into a place that is a safe space like that, to be honest, that's why Elise and I are so excited about our Live Better retreats and what we see happen there is the connection of people who are wanting to serve, are wanting to make people better, are wanting to pass down their success, their knowledge, their experiences to others, and truly connect in an authentic way. Give without expecting anything in return. Serve without expecting to be served. And connect in a way that is more than just for 5 days, but is there's people in our last retreat that ended up doing business together. There's people in our last retreat that ended up vacationing together. There's people in our past retreat that, quite frankly, have invested in other people's opportunities that they had. And it's like, that is what connection is all about. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are in life. It all matters about the connection and that true, authentic genuineness. And I mean, we got a picture of two people the other day that they were actually seeing each other outside of anything that Ownit or Elise and I had facilitated. And they actually got together in Chicago. And it was just like so cool to see amazing, authentic people doing amazing, authentic things together, serving for betterment of humanity. And so I come to this to say, and again, very vulnerably, is I have not had that often. That's why it just lights me up and fires me up and excites me, because I've seen so often and experienced the struggle of wanting more and feeling like I didn't fit in with a group, but yet feeling like I had to be somebody else, or being willing to serve, give, and lean in, but there was a different agenda that somebody else had, or thinking you had really authentic friends, investing heavily in it, but it was very surface level in reflection upon that, and that it had everything to do with maybe the position you held or what you could potentially do for them, instead of truly leaning in to getting to know them as human beings, connecting with them as human beings, and learning about their faults, learning about their struggles, learning about their pitfalls. And when you're able to accept people for who they are and the journey they've been on, and see their problems as ultimately becoming their purpose, that is so powerful. And you're able to connect on that like-minded stage. You're able to lean in on that like-minded stage. And seeing somebody acting in their purpose, I don't know if there's anything more energetic than that. Seeing somebody who's truly found their purpose and the flame that turns on with that. So often people say, follow your passion, follow your passion, follow your passion. That is the worst advice that we've ever heard. Why? Because passion is a flame. And the moment something gets difficult, the moment something becomes hard, the moment you get shut down, the moment somebody says you can't do it, it's easy for that flame to go out. But your purpose is your candle stand. It is a rock. It is big. It is deep. It is so grounded and rooted in what you were meant to do. It supports the candle of purpose. It supports that flame of passion. And that's what we need to focus on. Somebody that is so dialed into their purpose, acting in accordance to their purpose, the passion that they show up with, that they seek, that is just ever producing, and being around people like that that continue to sow into other people's purposes, other people's passions, allow them to live in that, empower them to live in that, support them to live in that. It's not just yours. It's everybody else's. And the way that we can serve each other and pass around, that is what your friend circle looks like. That is what your network looks like. That is the people that you want to invest in and keep close. And that was something that I didn't know till about 18, 20 months ago, and was able to experience it for the first time. And it has become the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, the most fulfilling thing I've ever seen. Now, yes, does your family help with that? 100%. Does your spouse and your relationship help with that? Yes, 100%. But they can't be your everything. They're not in it with you. They haven't experienced those things. They haven't been a part of it. They haven't walked in those shoes, but those people have, and you connect on those things and they support. And I just empower you to lean in there. find that community, find those people. And it can be very uncomfortable. And that's quite frankly why we do the Own It, Live Better retreats, is to keep these people together, to bring them to a commonality, a place where you can dig into the inner and outer energy spaces, but do it together and then find what other people's purposes are, understand what other people's passions are, and find out where you can help, where you can continue to nurture this relationship. And it becomes amazing, the magic that we see in each one of these spaces. And that's why Own It exists, to truly help people live different, because we know success is different, to help people live different. Because if we live like everybody else, if we stay in the same space as everybody else, we're just going to be average. And we were not built to be average. We were built to do something great. We were built to be world-class at something. Each one of us has that gifting inside of us, that purpose that's pulling. And we want to see that come through. And we want to be able to light that fire for you so that you can continue to go down that journey and experience life to the fullest. And when you do live differently, you get different results. When you do live differently, you do feel different. When you do live differently, you do manifest different things into your life. When you do live differently, you truly see different results. So guys, we know success is different. So live different, own your different, and we'll see you next week.